Welcome to the Kingdom Crossroads Podcast with Pastor Robert Thibodeau. Using an interview format, Pastor Bob will introduce you to men and women whose ministries are impacting this world with the gospel, and will also provide commentary and insight on end-time prophetic events we now see happening in the news. Now here is Pastor Robert Thibodeau.
Everyone, everywhere. This is Pastor Robert Thibodeau. Welcome back to the Kingdom Crossroads Podcast. Today, we are so blessed to give you part two of our two-part interview with Gladys Peaches Kenny. Now, if you missed yesterday's episode, you need to go back and catch up because she is an awesome guest. Her story, folks, I can't say enough. 20 years of work, suddenly unemployed, and soon after that, being diagnosed with breast cancer. But she stepped out and lived by faith, and she kept a journal, and this journal has now been published into a book, Stepping Out on Faith, Dare to Dream. Folks, this is such an inspirational story. You need to listen to it all the way through, and if you missed yesterday, go catch up, because we're jumping right back, right now, with Gladys Kenny. You use and still use social media to help encourage others. And have you received any feedback on how you've encouraged others on social media as you were posting about all the things you went through, your Facebook Lives and all that during your cancer treatments? What kind of feedback did you get?
Feedback was, Peaches, you inspire me. Oh, my gosh, Peaches, like, thank you. I needed that. And I remember a couple of people just from reading, they didn't even read the whole book, just reading part of it and just watching my life. They was like, Peaches, you have inspired me and motivated me to go back and go back to baking, because I started baking, but I stopped. She happens to be she went through cancer herself. She actually had chemo. She's like, but you inspired me to go back to baking. I have another friend. She was like, Peaches, I've been procrastinating on starting my business, but because of your book, reading your book, you motivated me. I went downtown and I made it. I'm an official LLC. And I just had many stories of people just saying, I stepped out. I'm stepping out. And I have a friend who's running for a political office. She was like, Peaches, I'm telling you, you encouraged me to step out and get out of my comfort zone. That's what people are saying, that God is using me to help push them out of their comfort zone and to take that step. And I get so excited when I hear it. I say, yes, you can do it. I'm telling you. Yeah. Listen, it might be a little challenging, but I'm telling you, God is with you. He'll provide. And I have another young lady who, she's a social worker too, and whenever I see her on doing her podcast, because a similar situation, she didn't get sick, but they didn't renew her term either. Yeah. And I saw her video, and she was doing like coaching and doing broadcasts, and I was like, I got so excited, so I sent her some messages, and I said, "Girl, I was so excited." I said, "So is that how people feel when they look at me?" I said, "Because I'm so excited because I know your challenge, but yet you're still pushing and you're still stepping out on faith." She said, "Yes." She said, "Peaches, you are a pioneer. You are a faith pioneer, because of you, I know I'm going to make it because of you." And I was like, well, praise God. Amen. I just want to be a light. I just want to be a light. I want to be a positive example. Right. And I want folks to know, with faith, all things are possible.
Amen. Oh, absolutely. And all things are possible to him who believes.
Amen. That's right. Through him. Not faith. Clarify that. Amen. Not faith in anything, but faith in Jesus Christ.
Now, we covered 2016, losing the job and all this. Mm-hmm. And I want to, because we talked about this before we started the recording, I want to take you back to May of 2017. And tell us what was going on in that first week of May. Because, folks, I want you to hear this, because this is how God moves. Go ahead.
Okay. So May the 2nd was my last day of treatment. Radiation treatment. I had 7 weeks, and I ended up being hospitalized too. Every day, and I need you to know, every day I was exhausted and tired, but I was still going Facebook Live and encourage people. Excuse me. And May 2nd was my last day of treatment. May 4th was my cancer-free makeover. May 6th, I was being honored.
Explain what all that is.
Okay, May my treatment ended, meaning I was in radiation for 7 weeks every day, Monday through Friday. And they said that you normally don't get exhausted and tired until after 3 weeks in. But for me, my very first day, I became exhausted to the point of I'll be up, and next thing you know, I'm like shutting down, yawning, and I had to sleep for the next few hours. And even after treatment ended, it took about at least maybe 3 months, or it might have been longer. It took a while. I was still kind of, I would get drained. Mm-hmm. Just all of a sudden, because the radiation being in your body.
Yeah.
But May 2nd was that last day. May 4th was my camp. I had a photo shoot, and then May the 6th, I was at a prayer breakfast, and I was being honored as a cancer survivor. I was able to share my testimony and able to promote my books. Mm-hmm. And ever since then, May 6, 2017, I've been stepping out on faith, continuously trusting God. God told me not to worry about my bills. God told me to just trust him. He told me he was going to blow my mind. He was going to give me rest. And so that's what I've been doing. And I'll be transparent. The amount of money that I used to make, that has not caught up with me yet.
Yeah.
But I do know. I definitely know. Now that I've been through the fire, and it's now is my due season.
Yeah.
Because with the thing about God, he has to know that you really trust him, even when you're faced with adversity, even if you're faced with disappointment, even if your money gets low. Do you still have a love for him? Will you still serve him? Will you still serve his people? Will you still give? Will you still tithe?
Yeah.
Mind you, I've been tithing since 1996. In any book sale that I receive, if it's 15, or book, some books are 15, some are, I need to bring up. Anyway, I paid that $1.50. I tithe, and I still give back, and I serve in my local church.
Yeah,
and I serve wherever God leads and guides me. And so with that being said, you must, I just highly recommend you to trust God.
Yeah.
Did I have moments that I cried? Yes. But I can tell you, I've had more tears of joy than tears of sorrow.
Mm-hmm.
I can tell you that.
Amen.
And I can tell you that he will turn your mourning into dancing. I can tell you that I don't look like what I've been through. And I can tell you that I'm stepped out on faith so much to the point that my friends who know me would text me and say, "Hey, Peaches, when you get off of work, can you call me?"
Mm-hmm.
And I was like, huh? And I said, wait.
That was my next question.
Yeah, and then I had another friend say, "Hey, Peaches, you have a couple of dollars I can borrow?" And I was like, what? And I kept shaking my scratching my head. But God said, "You don't look like what you're going through."
That's what I was like,
"But God, I can feel it."
Amen. Because during your treatment, during those 2 years, some people had no idea you were going through all this.
Yeah.
And then you reached out and you to a friend, right? And that's when the Lord showed you that it was okay to have somebody you could talk to about this. To explain all that again.
Yeah. So a close friend of mine, she was like, "Peaches, look, one of my other friends, she's like, she went through treatment. Now, she had to have chemo and everything and radiation. She's like, but Peaches, do not do this by yourself. I know you're strong, but you get your help." I said, "You know what?" And that's when I gradually share people. But I will tell you this. I did not tell everybody. I told those who could stand in agreement with me through God's word that I was healed.
Yeah.
I told those who wouldn't put me in the grave, because I need to tell this. I had just lost two or three family members the beginning of 2016. I got diagnosed in 2016. I said, "I'm not going to the grave. This is not going to take me out." So I was declaring God's word on a daily basis is what I would do. And then I would have every once in a while those, and I said, "Well, God, well, maybe, what if this does take me out? And I was like, "Well, sis, you can have this. You can have." She said, "Uh-uh." I said, "You know what? You're right. The devil is a liar."
Mm-hmm.
The devil is a liar. But it helped bring some people, my family and friends, closer. And people just started reevaluating things in their life and allowed me to reevaluate, like, what's important, what's not important.
Yep, that's what I was trying to get to. Because something like that, you start focusing on the important things and nourishing them and building those relationships and let the other things just, you know, okay, well, whatever. I'm just letting that go.
Mm-hmm.
You know? Yeah, amen, amen. Mm-hmm. Now, you had... Since all this has transpired, you've had two other contracts where you received, you know, things that you did not apply for. Tell us about, you know, how that came about, because these organizations sought you out instead of the other way around, right? Amen. Glory to God.
Yeah,
tell us about that.
No, so my niece and nephew, the school that they go to, I've always loved supporting their school. Like, even when I was working, if they had something, if I was off or if I could take off. So I just believe in their model of they do some outreach in their community school. And so I would volunteer. And while I was off, I would volunteer, do late passes, speaking, and just help out wherever I could. And then one day I received a call saying, hey, Miss Kenny, we created a position and we just want to know if you were interested in it. And I was like, yeah, because I'm stepping out on faith and I didn't have regular income coming in because unemployment stopped 6 months in, you know, and I'm literally stepping out on faith. And I'm like, okay, let me see if I got to pull my the little retirement. I'll just pull it. And I'll just I trust you, God. And there are many times I can tell you when you stepping out, it's like. God has proven, he's still proven, that he told me, he said, the amount of money you were making in D.C., now, I need you to know, most, if people from the DMV area, if you work in D.C., in reference to Baltimore, you can receive anywhere between a 20 to 60,000 bump increase, but you got to do that commute.
Yeah.
So God told me, he said, even if you worked at, still worked in D.C., what I'm about to do in your life, that's still not enough financially about what I'm about to do in your life. So meaning is we have to learn to trust him, not in our job, not in our bank account, not in our education, not in our degree. It's like he is still teaching me that we have to trust his word, obey his word, and do what he says do. Because the opportunities that he has blessed me to have, to travel, to be in conferences, to win tickets, to just show up and volunteer. If I volunteer at a conference, that's almost like free admission, but I'm still able to reap the benefits of as if I paid. And and it's just, there have been so many opportunities that I met Pastor Joel Osteen.
Amen.
I would have never did that if I was working in a regular 9-to-5.
That's right.
And I have pictures to prove it. Amen. And each time, a lot of time, God has been allowing me to take pictures and to share. And he even have blessed me with a vehicle. I'm going to get back to that. How God, when you're stepping out on faith, how about that second opportunity? But when you stepping out on faith, I have a hashtag stepping out on faith or a hashtag this is what faith looks like. When you're stepping out on faith, God will bless you with a vehicle and say, this is yours, and you're going to sell books out of it. I said, okay, Lord. Amen. And I try to hide. Well, I was like, because God, it's a nice vehicle. And I was like, but God, I don't want people to think that I'm all that because I'm not pressed about stuff. I'm not. I said, I can do. I love Dollar Tree. I love simple stuff. I really do. I mean, I like nice stuff. But he blessed me. He said, no, I want people. I want to put you on display. I want people to see the benefits of serving me. And I was like, okay, God. And so he blessed me one of my favorite colored vehicles. And amen, a few times that I've sold books out of my truck. And he said, didn't I tell you? Didn't I tell you? I said, okay, God. All right. Amen. I hear you. So back to this second opportunity. So by me working at my niece and nephew's school, my current supervisor, contacted the person in which I was working with and say, can I have her number? We want to present an opportunity for her. And lo and behold, they called me and I had the interview and another opportunity. And I was like, wow. And on this, I'm working at another school, and God has given me even more open doors. I get to work with parents. I get to help build up the parents. Mm-hmm. I'm over the food pantry. It's like all ministry. Yeah. I just was blessed. We just had our Black History program. Mm-hmm. I was able to teach the kids a dance, and we received a standing ovation. I even danced a little bit with them, too. And two of my parents, I have a 62-year-old, she's a grandparent, mm-hmm. but she helps. And I have a 26-year-old parent. I have a few, but these are my two cores. They show up every day volunteering. The 62-year-old said, Miss Kenny, oh my, she's from North Carolina. I'm going to have to imitate her because I love her to pieces. She said, Miss Kenny, it's something about you. You are amazing. I need you to impart in me what you have in you, because every time I hear you speak, you speak with wisdom. And it's, I need you to rub some of that off on me. I was like, let me say, yeah, Miss Kenny. I said, well, amen. And then the other young lady, she was like, Miss Kenny, you act like you treat me better than what my own family does. Mm. And then I was like, well, amen. She calls me Big Sis. And then when my first contract was just for 3 months. It was a trial period. And then that short time, God allowed me to do some amazing things in just a matter of weeks. And it was, I'm like, Lord, this is nobody but you. This is really ministry. This is ministry. And I thank you. And I give you the glory for it. Mm. I asked the 26-year-old parent, I said, listen, my contract is coming to close. Why do you think they should extend my term to the end of the year? She said, Miss Kenny, you believe in us. Miss Kenny, you give us hope. Miss Kenny, she mentioned again, like you're closer to me, or you do more for me than my own family. And Amen. And this is the one that blessed me. She said, Miss Kenny, you are our voice that we thought we lost a long time ago. I said, Amen. Oh my gosh. Amen. This is why I do what I do, because I know what it's like to feel like you're muted. I know what it's like when you have a low self-esteem. Yeah. I know what it's like when you don't know what to do. I know what it's like when you're settling for less, when yeah. God has nothing but the best. Amen. I said, this is why I'm here. This is why for you. And I was just like, God, I thank you. And I thank you for using me despite of my Amen. Past. Mm-hmm. You allowing it to be my passion and to make a difference in people's lives.
Amen.
And so, oh, Amen. it just blessed me. Amen. It just blessed me. Her,
That's awesome.
Yeah,
that
it just awesome. Blessed me.
Let's talk about you got four published books now,
yes.
right? Praise
yes.
God. What are the titles of the other books? Well, it gives the title okay. of all your books. Let's do that.
Okay. The first two books are Stepping Out on Faith, Dare to Dream, A Journal of Faith, Book and Workbook. Okay. And that's titled under my name, Gladys Peaches Kenny. Okay. Now, the third book is called I Rise, Stories of Triumphs. That is titled under Tony Henderson. That was a book collaboration project. So my okay. chapter in that book is called I Rise Over Toxic Relationships. Mm. And I also rise from our past, because sometimes the enemy will try to use your past against you. And that's what he did for me for my first few years of walking with the Lord, mm-hmm. And had me dictated because of past mistakes that I made as a young teenager. And so... But God he's amazing. So the fourth book, not the last. You hear that correction.
That's
There's
right,
power
that's
in
right.
our words. Amen.
Amen.
The fourth book is called Set Apart and Chosen, and under Kimberly LeBoux. And my chapter for that is called Broken Silence, Unmuted, and Speaking with a Purpose. Mm. And I'm like, I was just looking and reflecting. I say, wow. And I made this post, I want to say today and earlier this week. I said, God is so amazing. He has me, each book has built on each other. And so I put hashtag, I'm stepping out on faith daily as I rise in triumph over many obstacles, hardship, cancer, loss, the past, people's opinions, and more,
yeah.
that I'm definitely beyond any shadow of a doubt, hashtag set apart and chosen.
Amen.
Amen.
Amen. Amen. Glory to God. Now, I'm going to put
yes.
notes to all those, links to all those in the show notes as well.
Yes. Okay.
Okay. Now, today, you are a motivational speaker, a faith motivational mm-hmm. coach, and much yes. more. You empower others to pursue their dreams by faith and yes. work. If someone wanted to get in touch with you, maybe to ask a question or have you come speak at their event or before their group, or maybe do an interview like this, how can they get yes. in touch with you?
They can reach me at FaithStepsEight. On Instagram, they can reach me at faithsteps8.com. And they can also reach me at Stepping Out on Faith, Dare to Dream on Facebook. Okay. And they could use GladysPeachesKenny.com. Again, so I repeat them all, faithsteps8, the number 8, mm-hmm. for Instagram. The website is faithsteps8.com. On Facebook is Stepping Out on Faith, Dare to Dream. And, or they could use the Gladys Peaches Kenny, that's KENNEY.com. So all those ways. And, just to add my email, the email is faithsteps8@gmail.com. So all those ways you can reach me. And if you do follow me on social media, Instagram or Facebook, please leave a note. Don't just follow. I mean, I love you to follow. But leave a note and say, hey, I listened to you on Brother Rob's evangelistic on his podcast. And if anything encouraged you, please share that. Because whatever happens, like whenever you are stepping out on faith, mm-hmm. the enemy comes to kill, steal, and destroy. He doesn't care who he uses. And so there are different times in case, you know, for the most part, what you hear, this is not how I am 95% of the time. But that 5% that I have my down moment or I'm tired or exhausted, I need to hear or read when people are saying, listen, you bless my spirit, or now after reading your book, or after hearing your, seeing your Facebook Live or whatever, X, Y, and Z, or I didn't commit suicide because you sent me a text or email saying, stay encouraged, God has a purpose for your life. So those things feed my spirit and give me more energy to keep on going. Amen. So please share, send me a message, and I would love to hear from you.
Amen, amen. Now, I also noticed that you are giving away like a free chapter samples.
Yes. Tell us about that. Yes, yes. So, because past procrastination was a struggle for me, and it still honestly still try to creep up, I will not deny that. But I know I've gotten so much better. So I give away the chapter on procrastination, and I give away the chapter on stepping out. Why? Because once you push past your excuses, then you can step out on your purpose and do what God's called you to do. Amen. So I gladly give away those two chapters, and you can use the link Bentley. That's B, Lord, this is case sensitive, so this all lowercase right now. Mm-hmm. It's lowercase B, I, lowercase T, dot, forward slash, hold on, let me write it out. I'm sorry. I have to write it out because I don't, okay. All right, I got it. I'm sorry. It's B-I-T dot L-Y forward slash capital F, lowercase R, E-E, capital S, capital O, capital F. So that's Bentley forward slash free F, S-O-O-F. And that those letters stand for stepping out on faith.
Yeah. So I'll put a link in the show yes. notes of that as well. So that way they don't have to worry about trying to write it down.
Yes. And me trying to remember. It's four books in, y'all, and I have more to write. So,
amen. That's
you
right.
know.
That's right.
Thank you.
Gladys, I want to thank you for taking the time out of your definitely busy schedule to come and visit with us today. You're doing so many mighty things for the kingdom of God, and I just want to thank you for all that you're doing. Amen.
Thank you. I definitely want to thank you for having me. It's been a pleasure. I look forward to coming back when I have seventh and the eighth and the ninth book. But I will encourage. Can I leave two? I want to.
You bet.
Can I leave two things with the people?
Yep.
I will say cancer didn't kill me, but it has given me life Amen. And purpose. And I want to encourage you who's ever listening, listen, you might, let's say you're having that dark hour, that dark moment, you're feeling like you can't make it. I can remember as a teenager, I felt like committing suicide. Why? Mm-hmm. Because I had a broken heart, and that person wasn't even designed to be my husband. And so had I fulfilled the devil's plan, yeah. I would not be here to tell you that I'm set apart and chosen. That's and right. I wouldn't be here to say that I rise and triumph over obstacles. So I'm saying that to say that what you see now, it's not that I had everything peachy keen. It's not that I didn't face adversity. So you will, but when you yeah. learn to trust in God, He will strengthen your heart. He will send you the support that you need. He will provide. He will make a way out of no way. So please do not give up. Don't believe the lies of the devil. Even if you've fallen short, mm-hmm. I'm telling you, God is a redeeming God because He's redeemed me. When you read my books, you're going to read about the transparency of even me falling short, but being redeemed by God's grace Amen. And walking away from that. So I need you to know God is able. He's with yeah. you. He'll make a way, and He can do all things but fail if you let Him. Mm-hmm. Just let Him. Don't believe the lies of the devil. He's nothing but a liar.
Yeah.
So Amen. I need you to keep dreaming. I need you to keep standing on, holding on. And even when it gets tough, you God will always send the word and the way of escape. So you be blessed. You be encouraged and know that God will. Okay, I love you, and I thank God for you listening, and I thank God again for Mr. Bob and his loving and spirit of him stepping out on faith. This is awesome. Amen. This Amen. Is just awesome.
I appreciate that. Folks, there you have it. I mean, you do not need to allow circumstances in life to rule over you. You are designed by God to rule over them. Amen? And Gladys Amen. Peaches Kenny has discussed some of the how-tos here today, and she's laid it all out in her books for you as well. I want to recommend, I want to encourage you to get one or more of her books. In fact, you should order two copies of each book, one for you and then one to give away and sow into the life of someone else. Change their life. We all know someone Amen. Who can benefit what she's been sharing with us today. Order your books today, not tomorrow, but today. Encourage Gladys with your purchase. Be a blessing to someone else as well. Amen. Use the links in the show notes below. Get in touch with Gladys. Ask questions. Help her to help others all at the same time. Amen. Gladys, thank you again for taking the time to come visit with us today.
Thank you. It was an honor. It was amazing. I love. I can't wait to come back.
Amen. Well, I can't wait to have you back. Amen. Folks, that is all the time we have for today. Oh, man. Glass, I keep telling people I got to get this clock fixed because every time I do an interview, it seems to run fast. But yeah, glory to God. You know, folks, that's it. That's all we got today for Gladys Peaches, Kenny, and myself. This is Pastor Bob reminding you, be blessed in all that you do.
Are you a Christian entrepreneur, coach, or author with a message that needs to be heard? Picture this, your voice reaching thousands, your story inspiring hearts, and your business flourishing like never before. Introducing Faithcasters, the ultimate platform that connects faith-driven professionals like you with the power of podcasting. Become a sought-after guest on faith-based podcasts. Share your unique insights and connect with like-minded individuals who share your passion for faith and entrepreneurship as well. Imagine your expertise reaching a wider audience, expanding your network, and propelling your business to new heights. Well, it's all within reach with Faithcasters. So don't wait. Take the first step today on your journey to greatness by visiting our website at faithcaster.org. That's faithcaster.org. Join the Faithcasters community now and unleash the full potential of your faith-driven enterprise. You do not want to miss this opportunity. Faithcasters, where faith meets podcasting and your dreams become reality. Visit faithcaster.org. Let's soar together. And remember, anyone can be a podcaster, but only a Christian can become a faithcaster. Faithcasters, your voice, your platform, your success.